Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, I think the key to success and staying sober is to practice what we were taught in recovery. I mean, you have to do the things that keep you clean and keep you sober. But like, once again, I say, what I do is to practice God's will for my life. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect. That's the farthest thing of what I want to say. You know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not perfect. I want, you know, everybody should know that. You're not going to be perfect, but to follow God, to do the thing, the next right thing is what I try to do. And the guys that, you know, when you fall, when I found out that I fall, is when I stopped going to meetings. I stopped, you know, doing the Bible study, stopped going to church, stopped involving myself with people that serve the Lord, you know, and start hanging around places that God's not involved in, and then that's when I fall.
That's a good lineup of things to do. Bill, we always look at, don't tell me what you're doing, show me what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Promise, just prove.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because your actions are always going to speak louder than your words.
And there's no momentum. We're either doing this on a daily basis or we're not. And the guys we work with, I looked at the volunteers that would come down on Wednesday night. I never had to worry about you or Bill showing up or the other guys, because there was a band of brothers there that we knew that we were able to serve God. And what a privilege that was. And the guys looked forward to it, too. And you're right. Guys, for some reason, we all do it, but our life gets in the way and we kind of edge God out. And the acronym for that's ego. My ego gets in the way and I edge God out. I figure I can handle this. And, boy, then it perpetuates, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of people come into recovery with a consumer mentality. You know, okay, tell me about this God and what can he do for me?
Mm.
And I think where Henry has gone in his life is he's gone from a consumer to a lover. I mean, he just absolutely loves the Lord Jesus and wants to be with him and wants to share that hope with others. And I think for a lot of people, that's where they start, and then they can get stuck there. And if they don't move on from give me, help me, just to, Lord, I want to be with you, period.
Mm, that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, the best part of recovery is sharing it. But most people take what they want and get out before they get to that. And the real miracle that happens, I think, in our hearts, one of them, is that we really like working with guys that are in recovery. It's not about us at all. We've been transformed. And the greatest high I have in my life, I was able to go down to the Salvation Army after a year and a half Friday with Bill and see guys and share the gospel with them. There's nothing better than that in my life.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.